play pretend, used to play pretend, bunny. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money.
How good is that? 21 Pilots stressed out on Hit 93.5. Hey, morning everyone. You're on air, the Pippa and Jimmy Show. Thanks to Macca's new blend of Mick Cafe coffee. Smooth, refined, delicious. Beers, boobs and balls coming up in around 10 minutes time. And was Wayne Rooney, former Manchester United star, responsible for one of the most incredible goals you would ever see overnight? We've got some audio for you coming up.
Top news headlines. Somewhere in the world.
First top news headline, somewhere in the world, the old Where's Wally books.
I loved a good Where's Wally, although I wasn't very good at it.
Weren't you?
But here's the thing for you, Pippa, a mind bender. A child who's not very good at Where's Wally gets better value out of a Where's Wally book.
Absolutely. That's right. The cost-to-benefit ratio increases significantly, doesn't it?
Significantly, yes.
Well, now, a jolly robot's just gone and ruined everybody's fun.
I hate robots.
Because scientists have created an artificial intelligence-powered robot that can pinpoint finding Wally in 4.45 seconds.
Nah, well, this just, you know, ruins the whole thing.
Doesn't it just? For everybody.
For every child out there.
It's just a show off. So the robot is complete with a rubber hand that can point to Waldo or Wally. They call it Waldo overseas.
Seas, yeah.
On the page.
Oh, gosh.
So honestly, I mean, why would you do it?
Well, here's the thing.
Why would you take the fun out of something like
that? How do you know that robot's not going to take over the world in the future?
Is this your new conspiracy theory?
This is my new conspiracy theory.
Right.
Robots are taking over the world.
There you go. Maybe this guy who created it just was really terrible at Where's Wally, so he thought that this was an excuse to help him get better.
Yeah, I reckon.
At least look better at it. Second top news headline, somewhere in the world, beware a new fashion trend. Doctors are warning against a new type of stiletto high heel shoe that all the celebs are loving, e.g. Kim Kardashian, Chrissy Teigen and so on, and Rihanna. So it's basically clear. It's like clear plastic.
Oh.
But it's a high heel shoe. And doctors are warning that if you wear it, it puts you at serious risk of blisters and chronic foot odour.
Oh, I can imagine, because wouldn't it just be plain plastic?
It's literally like wrapping your feet in plastic.
Ouch. Oh.
Yikes.
I already feel sorry for girls and drag queens having to put heels on, but like, ouch, like just pure plastic?
Just pure plastic. Ugh. And it's saying it could wreak irreparable damage on your feet, so don't try and be a fashionista with this one, guys.
Is Kim Kardashian wearing them?
Oh, Kim Kardashian's wearing them.
Chrissy
Teigen's
well.
Wearing them. Even this, like I'm seeing sort of stuff on Instagram at fashion shows this week. Aussie gals are wearing them. They're all the rage.
Like, it just hurts my brain thinking about the foot pain they'll go through.
I imagine you wrapping your brain in plastic. A third top news headline, somewhere in the world. So this chick was all set to start working for Air New Zealand. She'd gone through the interview process. It was a really plum job. She was very excited. Then Air New Zealand found out that she had a back tattoo of Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell.
And they said, I'm really sorry, we cannot proceed with the interview process. You're no longer eligible for the job.
Because she's got a back tattoo.
Because she's got a back tattoo that will be visible while wearing the uniform.
Oh, because is the shirt white?
No, it's just because of where it is and how the uniform is cut, part of the tattoo will be visible.
Can I just say, Air New Zealand, pretty much every Māori person that I know is covered in tattoos.
Yeah, exactly right.
Nah, I don't like this.
So,
like, come on, you can't. New Zealand is known for its tattoos.
Exactly, that's right. And
that does not sound offensive to me, Tinkerbell.
That's right. So this woman was told that the airline's policy against visible body art was based on the airline's iconic, I believe is it Koru or Kuru uniform?
Kuru, maybe.
So she feels like she's being discriminated against, but Air New Zealand's website clearly states that tattoos are not allowed to be seen when staff wear the uniform.
Maybe she could paint over it.
Maybe she could, just with a bit of foundation. Yeah. So I didn't know this, but in New Zealand, as in Australia, there aren't any laws that stop employers from dismissing job applicants over a tattoo or banning tattoos from the workplace.
Interesting. Yeah, because each country has like its own like employment laws and stuff like that. I remember when I was going for a job in London, the employer said to me, oh, do you want to go out and have a cigarette? And I was like, no. And then it turns out she'd asked me that just to see if I smoked cigarettes, because legally she wasn't allowed to ask me if I smoked.
It was a trap.
Because if you ask them if they smoke, that's not a reason why you can't hire someone.
Yes.
So I almost got trapped into that.
But you didn't.
But I didn't. I lied and said no.
Well done. You lied saying you don't smoke.
At the time.
Oh, at the time.
Oh, I don't anymore.
Jimmy Love. So apparently the exception to tattoos are ones of religious or cultural significance, in which case the company's policy could be considered racial discrimination.
Cultural significance. But maybe culturally Peter Pan was a big deal to this lady.
Maybe she believes in Tinkerbell. Maybe that's who she prays to.
Yes,
I don't know.
Who knows?
They're your top news headlines somewhere in the world. 2 degrees.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
You are fake news.
Your first fake news story this morning, Pippa, is a woman in the UK is suing her ex-employer for false termination.
Right.
Her employer apparently terminated her employment because she turned up to an important meeting with a huge pen stain on her pocket, in her pocket.
Right.
She's saying, yes, I had the pen stain, but the pen was supplied by my workplace and it obviously malfunctioned.
It's faulty.
And I had no idea what was there. I understand it embarrassed the company, but that's no reason to be able to sack me, especially because the pen came from the company. So she's suing them for false termination.
Right. Okay.
That's your first news story.
Okay.
Your second fake news story this morning is a bunch of mates in the USA have pulled their money together and spent over $3 million purchasing a ghost town and redoing it up as a tourist attraction. The ghost town used to have on average one murder a week back in the old days.
Back in the old days.
Yes.
Right.
So the town just out of California
is
set to become a huge tourist attraction after they do it up.
I see. Right.
It also included a bloodied piano.
Oh, okay.
Dart boards with fingers stuck to them.
Ooh, gross.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so people more.
Okay.
Take it away.
All right.
I made up the bit about the fingers stuck to the dart board.
Yeah, okay, right.
That's okay.
Okay, so...
Oh, wait, I've got to start the clock,
Yep. Just outside of California. So where would that be?
That would be Los Angeles.
Okay.
Is California in Los Angeles or Los Angeles in California?
Los Angeles is in the state of California.
Okay.
So if it's just outside California, maybe, where would that be?
Texas. No, Las Vegas.
In Nevada?
Nevada.
Las Vegas, Nevada. Right. Let's say that that story about your horror town is fake news.
No. Got you again.
Come on. Who's buying a town? How can you even buy a town?
So here's the pictures here for you, Pippa. So
it's
a ghost town.
Yeah.
And it is in Death Valley.
In Death Valley.
In California.
In California. So really,
you gave me a bum steer
there.
You didn't make your decision based on what state
it
was in.
Facts right.
So the abandoned ghost town was sold for $1.7 million and then they put in a further $1.3 million towards putting it up, making it better.
Hang on, how much did they buy it for, sorry?
$1.7 million. And then they're spending $1.3 on restoring it.
Yeah. To its former ghost glory.
Former ghost glory.
Right.
So pretty ghostly if you look at it.
But it does have a bloodied piano.
It does have a bloodied piano.
And a fingerboard.
No, I said I made the fingerboard arm.
Well, but you can't muddy the waters of the fake news story with
fake news.
With fake news.
No, but I corrected that before you changed it. There's gunshots through one of the signs for the private property.
Wow. There.
So it's a pretty real ghost town.
Wow. Gee, people have got too much time on their hands.
They have a lot of
time
on their hands.
Too much money, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go, Pippa. Again, failed at cracking the fake news story.
You fooled me again.
The woman with the pen stain, lol.
I'd believe that. I would.
You believe anything.
Oh, clearly.
Okay, we better get to Never Ever by the Rubens and Sarah because Zee McCarthy, live from LA, is on the radio next.
I never ever meant to catch you in a lie.
Great.
Let's do it now. Thanks to Leading Edge Computers. Everything Apple, Microsoft and more. The Central West favourite radio competition, Alpha Bucks.
On 13, 12, 16, we've got Dave. How are you, mate?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. How's your day shaping up so far?
Looking pretty good.
Yeah, beautiful.
Nice. What you up to? What's your plan?
Off to work.
As per usual. Normal. Most people doing the same as you, mate. Okay, here's what we're going to try and do. Give you $1,000. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Okay, 10 questions, 30 seconds on the clock. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. We'll come back to it at the end if we've got time. No repeating answer. Got to accept your first answer and no helping in the background. Are you ready to give it a crack? Oh, by the way, also, before I say that, I'm not very good at alphabets and I got 9 out of 10. So hopefully that's a good sign for you.
Yeah, sounding very cool, calm and collected, Dave. You feeling confident, are you?
Yeah, I'm... We'll just get on with it and see how we go.
Righto.
Give it a red hot crack, see what we can do. Pippa, you ready to go?
Okay. Dave, your letter in Alphabucks today is the letter F, F for Foxtrot, okay? We've got 30 seconds loaded on the clock. Dave, for $1,000 in Alphabucks, starting with the letter F, name the opposite of enemy.
Friend.
A colour.
Pass.
A town in Australia.
Fremantle.
An animal.
Fox.
A language.
Foreign.
A type of exercise.
Pass.
A flower.
Oh, you didn't get on a roll, did you, mate?
No.
A foreign language.
Great. I would accept that.
Yeah, let's accept foreign. colour is what I got stumped on, mate. Fuchsia, fluoro pink, flax, forest green, you could have said.
Yeah. That's tricky.
Language, you could have said French, Finnish, Filipino. Now, type of exercise, I said flipping on a trampoline.
Yeah, I'd count that flipping as exercise.
Exercise, but you could have said front squat, farmer's carry, flutter kicks. Don't know what any of those are.
A few exotic exercises.
Very exotic exercises. And for flower, number 7, frangipani, a forget-me-not. Is that a flower?
Yeah, forget-me-not. Or a freesia.
Freesia.
Mm.
Hey, mate, you gave it a good crack, but we can't give you the $1,000. Sorry, mate.
No worries.
No worries. We play every morning at 8, 12 and 2. Plus, you can play on the app. Download it now from the app store. Just search Alphabucks. We give away $1,000 every week on the app as well, guaranteed. So, $1,000 up for grabs 3 times a day and once a week on the app.
Now, coming up next, he is an Aussie footy legend termed filmmaker, Jason Stevens. He's bringing out a film, Chasing Comets, and he joins the show to tell us about it next.
That's your DJ Konski, Wake Up Shake Up, wrapping up there with the Backstreet Boys, who Carrie and Tommy recently hosted on the world famous rooftop. Check out the videos now at hit.com.au. Morning everyone, it's Pippa and Jimmy, 4 degrees on Hit. There is a whole new way to eat breakfast at Macca's. Big Mac, fries and more, now available all day and all night.
Well, he is a former rugby league legend turned TV host, producer, writer, filmmaker, Jason Stevens. Welcome to the Pippa and Jimmy Show.
G'day, guys. Thanks so much for having us.
Great to have you on the show, Jason. Now, tell me, you were very successful in the football arena. 14 years you played for both the Sharks and the Dragons. What on earth possessed you to decide to go and make a film?
You forgot 16 tests for Australia and all the other
players. Oh, Miss Quizzy, Miss Quizzy.
8 origins, whatever. Like, let's just move on and talk about the film, would you, people, please? Well, I actually had a contract with a footy show and... For a number of years, and that stopped in 2005 when I retired, even though it was supposed to continue, but the EP of the film of the show moved on and someone else came on, and so I was left a bit like, oh, what do I do here?
What are you doing?
Because it was a given that, you know, everyone was happy with what I was doing and so forth, and so I kind of did a bit of soul searching, and then I'd had these concepts. I'd never entertained writing film. I'd written a couple of books, but got stuck into some screenwriting courses and began the journey. And you know, naively thinking, oh, you know, a couple of years, I reckon I'll get my first film up. And it's 12 years later. And here we are. So yeah, I didn't realize at all what was involved. But in a way, I'm kind of glad too. Sometimes you don't want to know the road ahead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just want to, you know...
Take it as it comes.
Yeah, that's right. Take it as it comes, day by day, year by year, as it turned out.
Yeah, because if someone told you, it's going to be at least a decade before you might make it, you'd probably go, oh, it's not worth the effort.
I know. That it would have been like, sometimes, as I said, like, ignorance is bliss in that sense, you know? Like, especially when you're chasing a dream and it's... And, you know, like, it's... But then, you know, you think of what it took to get there at footy and, you know... You know, I was playing since I was a young, young boy. You don't just arrive on the scene and go, here I am,
yeah,
and all
exactly.
that. So I was a bit naive in terms of, you know, what it was going to take. But, you know, I'm just so grateful that, you know, Chasing Comets is out and next, you know, from the 23rd, and it's exciting, and we're, you know, we've got a good little film, we hope, and yeah, set in regional Wagga.
Awesome.
And yeah, there's a lot of fun. We really made it an upbeat comedy because I think that's what most Aussies like seeing.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. We're talking to Jason Stevens right now. You've made the new movie Chasing Comets. Tell us a bit about the flick.
Yes, you've got an all-star Aussie cast. You've got Isabel Lucas, who we know from Transformers, Dan Ewing. The list goes on. Stan Walker, DJ Havana Brown, I'm reading here, and the Footy Show favourite, yes. Bo Ryan. Man, you've got everyone.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a really great cast. You know, Rhys Muldoon from House Husbands and Peter Phelps.
It's out next week. Tell us, what can audiences expect from Chasing Comets? Why should we go see it?
Well, I don't think much else happens in Dubbo, so that's one reason.
Great. Tick.
Insult the locals.
I've just lost all of what.
No.
No, I'm joking. Actually, I owe Dubbo big time because Stephen Peacock, who's from there, you know, he helped me introduce me to the director as well.
Right,
he's done some big films overseas. But quickly, it's set in Wagga because of the battle there between AFL and NRL and the love for both passions. And it's a divided sort of town near the border.
Awesome.
It's in New South Wales, but probably AFL is the stronger code there. So we have a lot of fun with that. But the driving force of the film is the Dan Ewing character, Chase Daylight. He does play a fictionalised version of my life. A guy who's just sabotaging his relationships. He's sabotaging his dream to move from regional footy to the NRL.
Jason Stevens, it's a pleasure to have you on the Pipper and Jimmy Show. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for your time, guys. I really appreciate it.
Chasing Comets, out next Thursday, 23rd of August. It is a cracking Aussie laugh. Go see it.
Fantastic. Hey, stand by because quick ad break, and then we're back with the controversy that threatens to have a couple kicked out of the block.
Ooh.
Only just started this week, and a couple could already get their marching orders for cheating.
Oh, I smell drama.
Talk about it next.
Here we go.
Freeze.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
You know who everybody's loving at the moment? Keith Urban.
I do like Keith.
Yes, as do I. Keith and Nicole, couple goals.
They are probably, hopefully they're not the next Emily Seabomb and whatever, and next
Mitch
Wiggles,
Larkin.
The next Wiggles couple. Hopefully they're not the next Australian celebrity couple to break up.
See, I think they're okay.
You reckon?
Because Nicole Kidman over the weekend has posted a photo of Keith Urban recording a song sitting on the toilet in a hotel bathroom.
Well, that's rude.
So she's just said, you know, whatever it takes to get the right sound when you're recording, Dahl, sure.
But what if someone hears the song and copies it and steals it?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's like an original. I think he's just sort of strumming away on. He's strumming away on the banjo.
Is he
and
in
it's
the
a
nude?
Photo. It's not a video.
It's a photo. So there's no
sound. So there's no sound.
It's a live photo with the sound?
No, it's not. And
lucky.
Surely, and look, Nicole knows what she's doing. She'd mute it, surely. She would, you know how you can opt to say video has no sound?
Yes.
She could do that option as well.
Oh, that's very good. I like
that.
Yeah.
So, and she goes on to say nothing like acoustics in a hotel bathroom.
Do you ever take photos of Farmer Lewis in the nude on the toilet?
No, I do not.
No.
No.
Just to
no.
be like, he's such a great farmer.
That's unnecessary. Really unnecessary. Yeah. So we'll just move on. Aretha Franklin.
I don't mean like actually getting like pictures of his bits. Like he'd have a book in front of it.
Woody.
Yeah.
Woody. Well, sounds like you've been spying on someone going to the bathroom, doesn't it? You happen to know an awful lot about somebody's bathroom habits, you creeper.
Does he really read a book in the bathroom?
I've got no idea. I don't know. You seem to have all the answers though. Look what you do in the bathroom.
Are you offended?
No, I'm not offended. Aretha Franklin, though, is gravely ill and could go at any time. She could kick the bucket.
Wow, way to turn a nice, happy segment. Way to a dark turn.
No.
A very dark turn.
This is important news, thanks to TMZ.
Okay,
they've reported that she could pass away at any time. This is very sad.
Oh, that is sad.
She was diagnosed with cancer in 2010 and has dealt with several health issues in the past few years. She's currently surrounded by friends and family who have asked for prayers and privacy, the two Ps.
Bless. How old is she?
She is 86.
Oh, she's had a good run.
Yeah, she has had a good run.
She's had a good run. Like, that's tough, though.
Yeah.
That's sad, really sad for her family. Yeah.
It is sad.
That could happen. But they say they go in threes, don't they? So,
do they?
Yeah, so if she goes, that means two others are set to go.
Is that a conspiracy theory?
It's
that
not
you've
a
got?
Conspiracy theory. Is that... Have you not heard of that before?
No, I haven't.
You've never heard no. of celebrities going in threes?
Going in threes, really? Who's? Well, give me an example. Who went in threes?
I can't tell you any off the top of my
convenient.
Head.
How convenient.
Okay, I'm going to Google it now because I know Michael Jackson went in a set of three.
It is, went in a set of three.
Michael okay. Jackson, three.
This could come up with something very different if you start Googling Michael Jackson going in a three. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, do you really know what you're getting yourself into? Maybe you need some adult supervision.
The three who died.
Okay, who were the three who died?
Michael Jackson,
yep.
Ed McMahon, and Farrah Fawcett.
Farrah Fawcett. I know who Farrah Fawcett is, but I don't know who the other bloke is.
Ed McMahon. Who's Ed McMahon?
I don't know. So it's one example of a freak celeb death trio happening.
No, there was Ed McMahon was some old bloke.
Some old bloke, exactly. Like, comedian, oh, who even knows who Ed McMahon is? I mean, God rest his soul, but really, it's not like...
I know Heath went in a three as well.
Well, who did the Heath go in a three with?
Oh, I don't want to Google everything. I'm just saying, I cannot believe that you have not heard of this thing where celebrities go in threes.
Are you offended?
I'm not offended.
You sound angry.
I don't know why.
You sound really mad.
I don't know how you don't know it.
Are you all right?
I'm all right. Thank you.
Okay. You can check out those stories and more at hit.com.au. Click on the Scoobla tab. If you can remember a celeb death trio, 13, 12, 16, let us know.
Everyone knows it's true.
I'm calling conspiracy theory.
It's not conspiracy theory.
This is like your lizard people theory. It's not a thing.
Lizard people have taken over the world.
Don't start.
You know what?
No, I don't want to know what.
It's
actually,
silly people like you
know.
Who do not know that Donald Trump is a lizard person.
Okay. Well, I'd probably agree with that. He is quite lizard-like. Slimy, scaly. Anyway, that's trending now.
Thanks, Pippa. Oh, guess what, Pippa?
What?
Oh, we're stuck on the radio again.
Yay!
It hasn't happened for a week.
Technical issues for the win.
So
good.
What happened is...
we got a new computer system.
Yep.
Which is very whiz-bang.
Yep.
And then sometimes, e.g. right now, it decides to freeze and stop working, which suspends us mid-air on the radio with nothing to do.
We can't
get off the radio.
We can't get off the radio.
Torture for our listeners.
So we are now called Dubbo Talkback FM radio station.
Okay. We can't talk about lizard people
we
again.
We can't talk about lizard people again.
We've already given that a really good run.
13, 12, 16... Do you believe in lizard people taking over the world?
Oh, my gosh. We're really scraping
no,
the bottom of the barrel now.
You know what we should
now.
Do? 13, 12, 16, are you a flat earth person? Do you believe the earth is flat? Oh, I'd love to hear from the flat earthers.
Why is Mike not coming in to assist us slash me in here? Mike's just sitting in the next studio laughing at our misfortune that we can't do anything.
I wouldn't call
computers.
It misfortune. There's nothing I enjoy more than pretending to be Alan Jones for the morning.
I don't enjoy that.
Here's the thing about lizard people, Pippa.
That's not
sound
how,
like, how does Alan Jones sound?
Much deeper.
Here's the thing about... I want to get Alan Jones.
You can't do Alan Jones.
Here's the thing about lizard people. No.
He's more aggressive as well. It doesn't sound drunk.
Why is there nobody calling up that believes the earth is flat?
Because Dubbo, you're insulting their intelligence. They're smarter than you've given them credit for.
Not
nobody thinks
everybody.
The flat earth is a thing.
Surely there's one person in Dubbo who believes in the flat earth theory.
I don't think so.
We'll have to vet the call first. Mike from Workdays will be in charge of vetting the call.
Oh, why is this happening to me?
Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5. If you've just joined us, we're stuck on the radio.
Well, we
can't Our computer
do anything.
System is broken again.
We literally can't do anything. We can't play you a song. We can't play you an ad. Nothing.
And we're trying to find someone who either A, believes in lizard people, or B, is a flat earth theorist.
You have picked two of the most obscure, ridiculous questions to ask people. Why couldn't you pick something more mainstream, like who likes peanut butter or something?
Well, not
crunchy
you.
Or smooth? What would you rather?
Do you really?
Just go something, you know, stock standard. Look, here's someone calling now. Thank goodness.
Oh, it's Crystal.
Hit 93.5. Hey, Crystal.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Look, I've been better, girlfriend, because I'm stuck in a padded room. I can't get off air.
Excuse me. It's Hit. No, it's not. It's Dubbo FM Talkback Radio Station FM.
Crystal, help me. Please help me.
Welcome to Dubbo FM Talkback Radio Station, Crystal. How are you? Long time no see. You doing okay, love?
Yeah, I'm going good. I just thought I'd rescue Pippa
Thank
for a little
girlfriend.
While.
Thank you so much. It's
so can I just check, which one do you believe in? Do you believe in the lizard people or do you believe in the flat earth?
Well, I definitely don't believe in the flat earth, but obviously I could stretch to the lizard people.
You'd go the lizard people?
Lizard people?
You'd go the lizard people.
Crystal, come on.
Who do you think is a lizard person? Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton?
Probably both.
Probably both.
Probably both.
Well, Pippa, you did say you thought that Donald Trump was a lizard person.
If anyone's going to be a lizard person, it's probably going to be Donald Trump. Mike from work days is
definitely going to be Donald Trump.
Yeah, definitely.
Who else might be a lizard person?
I don't think anyone else.
What about, is there any famous...
Charlie Sheen could be a lizard person. He could be.
I've lost our music in the background now. Now we're a real FM talkback radio session.
Stripped back FM talkback radio.
Stripped back. So 13, 12, 16, do you believe in lizard people is the current question. Now, Charlie Sheen, lizard person, says
this
Crystal.
This is like watching a train fall off a cliff that is on fire. This is what this is like. This is the equivalent. It is painful. If I had a fork, I'd poke my own eyes out, Crystal.
I don't think I'd be far behind you. He has to be the most painful person to see on TV.
Charlie Sheen.
We thought you were talking about this radio segment. But
yeah, I thought you were really insulting us. Mine from work days in here.
This is a disaster. Crystal, I agree with you there. Yeah. We'll let you go, Crystal. We will release you from this prison that you are trapped in. Thank you so much for calling.
Have a good day.
Love you. Bye.
Hey, Mike from work days, which one do you believe in? Do you believe in lizard people or the flat earth theory, if you had to choose one?
If I had to choose one, can I choose none?
Yes.
No, you can choose one. You've got to choose one. Would you rather believe in lizard people or the flat earth theory?
Just take me now. I've had a good life. Take me now. Lord, I'm ready. Take me now.
I think there's less harm in the flat earth theory than like there are lizards running the world. Why are we talking about this?
This is a great question, Mike.
I don't know, Justin
We're trying
Bieber.
To salvage a radio segment, and Jimmy has gone to the bottom of the barrel trying to scrape it by asking whether or not people believe in flat earth or lizard people.
Well, Crystal, honestly, just proved my theory correct. Lizard people.
What's happening now?
We're just reloading
the computer. I'm so sorry.
This is live IT support. So if anyone's had to call IT before, this is kind of what it's like.
I'm really sorry to everyone who is having to put up.
Do you want to hit play again and just see what happens?
Let's see.
I wanted to ask first, is there any conspiracy theories you believe in, Mike?
Not really, no.
Okay, let's hit play, see if it works. There you go. Shame on me. I'm only human. I do what I can. I'm just a man. I do what I Rag can, and bone man, human. Me. The question is, do you believe him that he is human and not a lizard man?
Oh my God, this again. Why? Why do you do this?
Why would someone write a song saying that they're only human?
Because that's a really common saying, that I'm only human. I'm not a superhero. I'm not, don't have superhuman strength. I'm not perfect. I'm only human. We're flawed individuals.
Morning, everybody. Pippa and Jimmy on the air. Now, if you've just joined us, earlier we had the phone topic, do you believe in lizard people?
That went down like a lead balloon.
No, we got one caller that said, yes, she did believe in lizard people. She thought Charlie Sheen and Donald Trump were both lizard people.
I think that just means that they're scaly and slimy like reptiles. Not that they're actually part lizards.
Look, here's the thing, Pippa. I don't buy into these conspiracy theories.
Don't you?
I just solicit them.
Yeah. You just stir the pot, add fuel to the fire, and then walk away.
Got no issues with that.
No issues.
How did your tabbouleh making go yesterday?
Yeah, really good. I'm bringing you back some after our break, which will be delicious. I think you're really going to like it. I had it with lamb chops. It felt very Greek.
That is very Greek,
yes,
actually.
Yes, yeah, it was very nice. Fresh herbs, beautiful. You'll love it.
You got that from Farmer Lewis's garden.
From Farmer Lewis's herb garden, yes. Mint, the parsley.
I actually prefer to say herb, not herb.
Herb.
From the herb garden.
From the herb garden. Why do you prefer to say herb?
Just like it. It's like saying, instead of saying harassment, you say harassment. Actually, I really dislike when people say harassment.
What about vitamins rather than vitamins?
What about yogurt?
No, don't start with the yogurt. It's not yogurt. It's yogurt.
Yoplait. Remember how that TV ad actually convinced everyone that Yoplait was French for yogurt? But
yes.
It isn't?
It's actually not at all. It couldn't be further from the truth. But man, we bought it. Power of advertising.
Believe anything.
Yoplait Petit Miam. It's French for yum. I did like Yoplait. Remember the little baby tiny tubes you used to get?
Yeah.
They were good.
What about those little tiny things of milk which were like good probiotics?
Yakults.
Yeah.
Oh, they're Yakult. Still floating around. You can still get the you can still get those at Coles or Woolies.
You still get a Yakult can.
They are disgusting. It's like drinking your own urine.
What is a Yakult?
A Yakult, it's like this milky liquid that's meant to be full of really great gut bacteria. And honestly, it's like drinking filth. It's so foul.
Really?
It is gross. And they're meant to be great for. I know people who are mad for Yakult, drink them every day. I'm like, mate, just take a tablet or something.
You know what? You just said the word there, gut bacteria. That's like the new thing of 2018.
Oh, it's
having
very
a healthy
trendy
gut.
Talking about your gut health. There are seminars and films and books coming out about this left, right, and centre.
Your gut health. It's weird, isn't it?
Your gut health. It's very important. I'm on board with it, though.
Oh, you buy into the gut health conspiracy?
No, it's not a conspiracy.
Here we go. It's not a conspiracy because Pippa believes in it.
No, it's not a conspiracy. I've read a book.
You've
I didn't even
a
watch
book.
A documentary.
You've
I've read a book.
Book.
I've read a book. Yeah, written by a scientist. So it must be real.
Here's the thing. If I believe in something which is like a conspiracy, you're like, no, boo. But if you believe in it, it's suddenly, oh, it's real. Gut health is real.
Well, I'm educated. You just buy into the hype of a documentary
that's
wrapped up in shiny paper.
Whoops, it's almost three
oh,
past two.
Out. We need to
three
go,
past
man.
Nine.
Seriously, we need to go. Thanks, everyone, for joining the show.
Okay,
we'll
sorry, Mike.
Sorry, Mike.
I didn't realise what the time was.
Neither did I.
We Oops. Should really go, shouldn't
okay.
we?
Bye-bye.
We should really get going.
We really should.
Oh, jeez, there we go.
Okay,
we should
bye.
Go. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Jeez, we have more takeoffs than Qantas Link today, haven't we?
Even more in Jimmy Love. Oh, yeah. Hit 93.